This is Dabu 7. We have China once again launching massive drills surrounding Taiwan. And this time they're kind of pressing the issue and then sending a warning to the island's president. Now, they say that this is part B of a drill series that was initiated earlier this year. But this time, this joint drill is focusing on sea and air combat readiness, and they're targeting blockading some of the key Taiwanese ports in different areas around those ports. They're practicing assaults on maritime and ground targets, and they've just got them surrounded at this point. It's been speculated that at any time one of these drills could go live. And they could make an incursion or they could make a move. It could all go into motion. At some point, it seems it's going to, unless there is an absolutely peaceful resolution that comes about out of this. There's going to be some war here. It seems the West is backing Taiwan. And of course, China's not just going to let this go. But the fact that they're targeting these areas, these ports. And you may recall when I spoke about the U.S. ports, there's a big red alert over the cranes that are used in those ports because 80 plus percent of them come from China. And what we discovered here in the United States is that those cranes have modems built into them that are not supposed to be there. They were not contracted to be there. That is the situation right now in the United States. It's crazy. They could remote control them, access them at any time. And this is known now. I wonder if Taiwan has some of the same cranes in their ports. Or, well, I'm going to say a majority of the planet does, because China is the ones that makes these. Majority of them. Just like they control the processing of the rare earth minerals and all this other stuff, China just constantly making moves and flexing globally. So this is the latest. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu 77, where I cover this, updates to other stuff, and a whole lot more. Hope to see you there. Much love.